Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 22nd edition. Got a quick one for you. Five-game early slate is the action. It's a three-game evening slate. No podcast for that. So we got five-game early to break down for you. Hope you guys enjoyed your Wednesday early and late slate action. Lots of fun there. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Podcast, this podcast, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing Podcast, and all my written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy. Check me out all over the place, but you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, and you'll find it all in one spot. All right, five-game main slate, get you in and out of here. Starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, you got Braves-Phillies, totals 8.5. Diamondbacks-Nationals, 9.5. A's-Guardians, 8. Padres-Giants, 8.5. And we do not have a total on Boston-Minnesota yet because Boston's in there with an opener. One of their young prospects that's not having the best of years in AAA is going to open, followed by another kind of not great pitcher. So could be a Minnesota stack in the cards here. Watch for the potential rain. There's potential rain in Philadelphia, which was rained out on Wednesday night, Washington and Cleveland. So this could be a really, really interesting five-game slate. Looking at the pitchers on this slate, you got Joe Ryan, $11,000 at home against the Boston Red Sox. Boston's pitching are hitting very, very well of late. And Ryan has scuffled of late, so he's not really on my agenda today. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. Blake Snell's 10-1 at the San Francisco Giants. Snell's been outstanding. Three straight games over 30 points, four straight over 23 points. He's thrown at least five innings and five straight starts, two total runs in those five starts, two. He struck out at least six in all five. He struck out 12 in back-to-back starts here. He has looked like the Blake Snell of old, which we've seen from time to time each season. He has those runs where he looks absolutely outstanding. Now he gets to face a Giants team, which will platoon a righty-heavy lineup, striking out 23% of the time versus lefties over the last 3 weeks, and they're hitting .333 versus lefties with a 122 ISO. So not a ton of power, but a lot of batting average and an okay strikeout area. But still on this slate, Blake Snell is probably going to be chalky, I'll say that much. But at 10-1, he's definitely in play for me here. Logan Allen's interesting at $7,900. He's been very up and down. His last two starts have been horrific. He goes up against Oakland, so on a small slate, he's in play for this alone. Oakland strikes out nearly 29% of the time versus lefties, hitting 146 with a .089 ISO. If Logan Allen's ever going to bounce back, this is the time against the Oakland Athletics, so he'd be a guy to keep an eye on as well. And then J.P. Sears in that same game is $6,800 at the Cleveland Guardians. Sears has been really, really solid, especially of late. He's getting the strikeouts, five or more Ks in three straight starts. Now, it is a Cleveland team who we know doesn't strike out a ton. 18% K rate versus lefties, hitting .285 with a .170 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So it's a rocky one, but that's the slate work we got here. So the three pitchers I like, Snell, Allen, Sears, three lefties. Have some fun, folks. It's going to be all the offense you can handle on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk offense on this five-game early slate here. You got Bryce Elder's pitching. He could be an option for you. I like Philadelphia's bats, but Elder could be a play as well if you really need to because it's a short slate. But hitting-wise on this slate, you got Travis d'Arnaud versus Aaron Nola at 46. I have no problem targeting Aaron Nola. That would be one to look at. You got Gary Sanchez at 39 versus Alex Wood. Alex Wood has not been good either, so he'd be another guy to look at. And then you guys like Connor Wong is $2,900 versus Joe Ryan. Reese McGuire is going to go to the IL, so Connor Wong should be starting. Barring something crazy, you got Bo Naylor, $2,600 versus J.P. Sears. If you want to go there, Shane Langeliers is $2,400 versus Allen. That's another good price tag. And then Carson Kelly is $2,400 versus Jake Irvin. Arizona's very, very much in play as well. First base, you got Matt Olson at $6,000 versus Nola. That is fine. But Christian Walker at 47, I like the Arizona stack on this slate. Some other guys like Alec Baum versus Elders, 41. Josh Naylor, he went deep on Tuesday, 39 versus J.P. Sears. Joey Meneses, he's not hitting for a ton of power, but decent average. Gets the lefty Henry he can expose. So Meneses, $2,900. He could be another one to play with. Tristan Casas had another nice game on Wednesday. He's $2,700 versus Joe Ryan. So he'd be a guy that you could target as well. Maybe Cody Clemens makes the lineup. He's $2,400. I don't think you're going to need too much value based on the pitching we have on this slate. Second base for you, you got Ketel Marte at 51. He's been a beast. I'm a big Marte fan. You also got Ozzie Albies at $5,000 versus Nola. So you got two nice high-priced options there. If you want to save a little bit of money, guys like Bryson Stott at 44 versus Bryce Elder isn't too bad. You know, Andrés Giménez at 41 versus J.P. Sears. He could be in play. Edward Julian at $3,300 versus the mess that Boston's throwing out there on Thursday. He's another option for you as well. All right, third base position. I told you this would be a quick one, folks. You got Rafael Devers at 56, Austin Riley at 55, J.R.M. at 54. But look at guys like Manny Machado at 52 versus the lefty Alex Wood, Alec Boma, who I've mentioned. Justin Turner's $3,800, had another monster game on Wednesday. Home run, he had a combo meal. Home run, he had a double, he had a stolen base. He was all over the place at $3,800, so he'd be a guy to keep in mind. Same with Jaime Candelario at 35 versus Henry. Royce Lewis is only $3,400 versus that Boston mess. I like that a lot too. I wish there was better pitching. I really do, because you can just leave money on the table today. Let's put it that way. Emmanuel Rivera is only $2,900 for Jake Irvin for Arizona. So we have that one as well, who's a guy we like to use, but you might not need the value. Shortstop on this slate. Bogarts is $5,000. That is just fine. Correa is $4,300. He's in play as well. Some other values. Med Rosario is 36 for Sears. Some cheaper options. C.J. Abrams is 23 versus Henry, if you really want to. But that's about it for now. Outfield position, you got Acuña at 66. He's awesome. But Tatis against Wood at 65 is great. Big fan there. Corbin Carroll at $6,000. He's up to $6,000 now and well-deserved. Good spot there versus Irvin. Got Soto versus the lefty at 59. Schwarbaum's is 56. Masataka Yoshida had another decent game on Wednesday. He's 53 versus Joe Ryan. So he'd be a place to go. Verdugo had a nice night. He's $4,600 versus Ryan. He's been a double-digit machine as well. We love Lane Thomas versus left-handed pitching. Lane Thomas is $4,400. That's a really good one. Nick Castellanos is a cheaper piece of Philadelphia at 43 versus Elder. Michael Harris, the second, has been on fire. He's 42 versus Nola. So you have tons of outfield options, as you would come to expect on this slate. Eddie Rosario's $3,700. He's just crushing baseballs in June. He's 37 versus Nola. Jaron Duran likely leading off for Boston's 35 as well. Estuary Ruiz continues to be very, very good. Picked up his 39th stolen base of the season on Wednesday. He's $3,300 versus Logan Allen. I talked about Ruiz. He doesn't hit any home runs. He has one home run of the year, but he's an accumulator of points, and he's not expensive. So he's a really good value pretty much every day, especially in cash, Mr. Estuary Ruiz. Pavin Smith, he's in the lineup for Arizona. He's only $3,000 versus Irvin. I like that. Jake McCarthy's only $28 versus Irvin. He's another nice one to look at. And then a few other potential punts if you really, really need them. Alec Thomas at $23 versus Irvin. Michael Taylor at $23 versus Garza. And the mess in Boston would be another guy to look at. But let's see what lineups come out. You'll get some good lineups on a getaway day, that's for sure. So recapping pitching, my main pitcher is Blake Snell, Logan Allen, JP Sears. You can make an argument for Bryce Elder if you really, really want to on this slate, because you just want good floors on this slate because pitching is so atrocious. If you're stacking up, I like Atlanta versus Aaron Nola because Nola is just Nola. So give me Atlanta. I love an Arizona-Washington stack before the Arizona side, but both very, very much in play. I like Minnesota versus Boston quite a bit in this game. You could go San Diego, but if I have to narrow it down, give me an Arizona-Washington game stack with some Atlanta Braves. That's what I'm going to target on this slate. But that'll do it, folks. Five-game, early slate, 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. Have some fun. Enjoy your evening. There's really no other sports on, so go take someone out and do something fun on Thursday night, I guess, is the best thing I can give to you. We'll have a full Friday to break down for you tomorrow. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 22nd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.